Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You want to get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to ache in your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. The phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. Kick it off and go with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm doing all right. I called about an issue with my fingers, but sometimes my fingers, they go numb from like the end of my finger to the middle digit joint. And sometimes it's only one hand, and sometimes it's just the left hand, you know, either the right or the left.
Okay.
It's really strange. Like there's a syndrome where your fingers just go numb, you know? So I was wondering if it's like a heart issue.
First of all, when did it begin? Let's talk about
two
that.
2 or 3 years ago.
And did you have any kind of accident or anything that would, like a car accident?
I snowballed outside. It was really freezing cold. My hands got really cold, you know? And then ever since then. You know, and my mother always tells me, well, you got bad circulation.
No, is it more numbness and tingling? Is that what it is?
Well, no, they actually turn white. Like one of my hands will be pink and healthy looking, and the other thing is on the other hand will actually go white, and they look like they're numb and white with no blood in the fingers.
Have you been to a doctor at all?
Cold as ice.
Okay. Now, have you had any blood work done recently?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd recommend you do, Steve, is you want to actually go to your physician and get some blood work done. And there's a couple things that, you definitely want to do that. Because there's a couple things they're going to be, that I would have them look for, have them check for any kind of autoimmune condition. Okay, there's an autoimmune condition called Raynaud's. And sometimes those are symptoms that are very similar to that. I'm not saying you have it, I'm just saying they're very similar. And it could be another issue, it could be nerve-related, because there's three aspects of the body that we always look at. There's the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. Structural being the bones, muscles, and nerves, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure that you look at both of those, or all three sides, no matter what you're looking at, as far as no matter what aspect of the body you're looking at. So mental, chemical, structural, bones, muscles, nerves is what we're looking at here. And you want to make sure that when they do the blood work, they're checking for autoimmune. They can check for Raynaud's. They can check for also get with a osteopathic physician that's a DO and have them do a complete check and see if the nerves in the base of your neck are actually being impinged, irritated, or inflamed or restricted in any way. Because the nerves that start at the base of your neck, they come down the shoulder, down the arm, all the way into the fingers. And so the restriction typically wouldn't happen at the wrist or anything like that going into your hand. It would actually happen in the base of your neck. So that's where the actual origination of that nerve root is. And it'd be good to have that checked out and see if it's neurological or if it has some autoimmune components to it or if it's blood related. But see, if you get the test done, it's one of the best things you can do. I'm a huge fan of diagnostic tests. They give us incredible information and can help rule things in and rule things out. And for doctors worldwide, I mean, it's standard of care. Blood work is the gold standard, and I'm a big fan. So please get that done. And if you want, you can bounce it back off of me here on the show, and we can go from there. Need a second opinion. Be glad to talk to you about that, but I would get that done first and foremost and get an evaluation done of your neck region and all the different nerves by an osteopathic physician that's a DO. Thanks for the call, Steve. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving tonight or challenged in a hospital bed, we're here to help you. Here to help you take where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You know, the body regenerates every single day. That's the amazing thing. The body can get sick. It can also get well. Make sure to go to twitter.com. You can send me tweets during the show. I'll be glad to answer them. Or you can just follow me on Twitter as we send out things during the day to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have had congestive heart failure, and I'm, you know, recovering, you know, well from it. But one of the medications I'm taking is Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is because Lasix makes you urinate frequently.
Yes.
I'm having problems sometimes with cramping at night, leg cramps, and mm-hmm. because I think that the Lasix is removing so many liquids from my body that I am getting leg cramps, even though I'm eating a banana and trying to keep the potassium levels. Leg cramping at night, and I was wondering if you could recommend anything in a dietary supplement or changes in diet that might cut down on this cramping.
Yeah, the cramping is definitely a side effect of your standard diuretics. And you just think when you're removing the fluid, it's great that you thought that. Common sense. If you're pulling fluids from the body, you're also going to be pulling minerals and electrolytes out. And it does. They do that, unfortunately. But you can replace them and put them back in and almost create a counter effect of that. And there's some great things you can do more on the natural side that can help play the same role. Because
okay.
even if, because of the congestive heart failure, a lot of times it's very hard not to take a diuretic, you can at least possibly lower your dosage. And we've seen that clinically. And then you have some more natural things working in your body so you don't have to take as much. See, that would be a success. Yeah. I mean, anything that we can do to get your body functioning better would be a success. So a couple of things. Minerals, potassium iodide is the one you would want to use. Now, there's different potassiums, but you want to use potassium iodide and don't use more than 99 milligrams a day. That's one. Magnesium iodide as well. And then also both of those. Then an ionic calcium would be very good. So those three will help replace about a lot of the minerals. And
okay.
then you would also want to use and actually drink sodium every day. And the best way to get natural sodium are two places. You can actually do it with celery juice, which is really, really good. And you can blend that. You could blend your own celery juice, however you want to do that. But also another way is using chicken broth or beef broth.
Okay.
And they both have – and don't get the low sodium, obviously. You're going for the salt itself, so you want to get that in your body. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay, because I had reduced my salt intake because I'm trying to lose weight and just basically following a heart-healthy diet.
I know.
So I had reduced the amount of salt.
Now, when I say that, though, you want to stay off the table salt just like you've been recommended to do.
Right.
So you don't want to do – this is different. Taking in sodium is different than just than taking in salt. It's a little bit different. Let me tell you how. You don't want to take in a ton of it. You want to do about 2 ounces of it a day. It's just enough to replace electrolytes of what the diuretic's taking out.
Okay.
So, again, we're not taking a ton of sodium in. You follow me? You're just taking enough in to do an electrolyte replacement, and that's it. We're not taking in 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. Now, you're right to be on and be off of salt, but you want to do just enough to help with that. It'll also help support your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands. So
okay.
all that is just a slight electrolyte replacement. We're not talking about a lot. Okay, so
okay.
just a little 2 ounces heated up of the chicken broth, beef broth, or natural celery juice.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 7th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.7540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.1707, $858.53 for a half ounce, or $429.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.1707, $858.53, and $429.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
get a new prescription for your life, just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting your gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do. With gallbladder, you obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. When you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids, and they are the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So, again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show, but acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up. Meat, fish, eggs, those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels. And phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not taste good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. A lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. And remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got degrees in kinesiology and education. I've played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight. But now I'm up to 220, and I'm 6'2", 242, and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player. So I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down when I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8 hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for 1 to 2 mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere, then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important, and but the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing, and if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system, that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's just really important to get up and get moving at certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just to keep your weight down, but for your overall health.
You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FAKETV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now,
888-7126. Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 45 years old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. I was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back. And I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat like salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, you know, when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they told me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished, and I've started with hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like my estrogen is low.
You just don't, things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows, and you just feel kind of down and out, the blues, kind of overall blues feeling?
Right, like I want to just stay in bed, and some days I do. I just stay on the couch and just with the covers over my head, basically. I'm just real sad.
Okay. Now, have you been taking any medications, such as antidepressants? Have you tried any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, because there's a couple of neurotransmitters that are affecting the way you're feeling. And I want to talk to you about those first, because the body, you always have to step back and look at it as a whole. So mental, chemical, and structural, you have to look at everything. So when you look at the brain chemistry, let's talk about serotonin for a minute. Serotonin is what helps your body stay more, I would say more up, where you feel good, you're happier. And there's some things that you can do to keep that balanced out, keep your sleep patterns really good. One of those is called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's called P5P or vitamin B6. And you want to use that certain version. P5P is really good. Niacinamide is really good, too. It's a version, it's called an activated vitamin, but it's a version of vitamin B3 and St. John's wort. All of those three are very good at keeping your serotonin levels up. And you want to eat certain foods, too. Because when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you want to maintain certain food levels. And this can help out estrogen, too, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So all those foods will help when you're dealing with serotonin. The other one is dopamine. Now, dopamine helps with those with the mood swings where you kind of feel like you're just up and down and you don't feel even keeled and that kind of thing. So the lows and what they can help with, meat, fish, and eggs are still good, and that's going to help with serotonin, but also cheese and chocolate. And the dark chocolate helps a lot with dopamine. Not that that's a bad thing. That's probably a good thing. You probably love chocolate. But it's you want to do that. It's the bitter kind. So it's the one that's about 80%. But not more the milk chocolate kind, but the dark chocolate. And then you want to also look at tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both of those, L-tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both are very good at keeping dopamine levels up, and that'll keep your brain chemistry balanced. So as far as you feeling good and feeling right, that all comes down to our brain chemistry. Now, the estrogen is another animal. If you said you're feeling dry, that sort of thing, that is estrogen related. And when's the last time you've had blood work to check on your estrogens?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go to the doctor. Seriously. You want to get all your hormones checked. Get all three estrogens. They'll check estradiol, estriol, and estrone. They'll check all three. Have them check your progesterone and your testosterone. I would also have them do a full panel on your thyroid and make sure it's doing okay. Because there's a lot of factors that really can play a big role in the way that you feel. So those are just a couple things. The thyroid number is really important. And I would also have them actually check your growth hormone level. It's called GH.
Okay.
And when they check that, it has to do with the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the hormone systems in the body, including estrogen and how it's manufactured. So in the body. The other thing, too, is how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Do you pursue health? Do you just kind of eat what you want to? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I eat really good, to be honest with you. I, like today, had 2 eggs with red peppers and tomato for breakfast. I had half a banana. I had, for lunch, I had some grapes. And a chicken leg, and for dinner I had 2 chicken legs and an avocado. So I eat really good. I eat really
healthy. Yeah, you are doing well. You want to increase your carbohydrates a little bit more, and keep the ones that you're doing, the fruits and vegetables. It's really good that you're doing that. But just increase your carbohydrates a tad bit more. You could be a little bit low on sugar, and when you get that way, it can affect brain chemistry as well, and it also affects hormones. The fats you're doing are really good. But you want to add in about 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil each day. Don't do the gel caps. You want to do the actual oil itself. So 2 tablespoons a day. That'll help with your overall body chemistry, and it'll help with your hormone levels. But more than anything, please go get that blood work done. I think that's going to be one of the best things you can do. Remember, it's a gold standard in medicine and healthcare, and it really does show us a lot. You want to do it every 6 months. After the age of about, 25 or 30, it's good to have it every 6 months. Here's why. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you want to stay away. You want to definitely be avoiding something that could be coming down the pipeline. But if you're in your early 30s, you can start staying away. If you start seeing your body slip in certain areas, whether it's cholesterol or anemia or certain vitamin deficiencies or organ systems that are starting to go down a little bit, you can actually build those back up and stay ahead of the game rather than just letting things slide till something really does happen. So that's why it's good. Blood work is just a great general screening to do on a regular basis to really stay ahead of things and see where the body's going. So those are a couple of things to do. Get those done. And if you want, you can call me back here on the show and we can go through the numbers. You can get well. You'll get things back. We've just got to figure out exactly what it is. But make sure to get with your doctor and get that blood work done, okay? Thanks, Cindy. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
How
can I help?
Okay. My problem is that at nighttime, I can't sleep, okay? It's like that, say, for instance, I go to bed at 8, and after I do that and the stuff I get and things, maybe get my 8 hours, I am lacking a deep concentration. I can actually still hear things around me. I can tell you just about what's going on to him, people walking. It's like that my mind is still going, but my body is still. And I don't understand, and I've been like this ever since I turned 60 years old. Okay, I'm 63 now, going on 64.
Okay, so you're having a hard time. You go to sleep fine, but you don't stay asleep. Is that right?
That I'm asleep, but really it seems like I'm woke. That's what I don't understand.
It seems like you're what now?
I'm woke. You know, it's not like I'm really sleeping.
So you feel like you don't ever feel like you get to sleep. You're kind of in that in-between state where you feel like you're half in and half out.
There you go. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you're kind of in that, okay, I understand. Well,
yes.
Now do you stay that way all through the night or do you finally
all
get to sleep?
All through the night. And then when I get up in the, like when I'm getting up, it's like that I'm very alert when I get up in the mornings. It's like that my sleep is still like they hit it like I've been asleep, but still yet it's like that I'm woke. And
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to explain.
No. I understand what it is. I just wanted to see exactly where you were headed with everything. The neurotransmitter that you're having a hard time with is called acetylcholine, and that's what's keeping you from not getting into that deep sleep. And there's a couple of things you can do to get that back up where it needs to be. You want to do phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. Do about 2,000 milligrams of that before you go to bed. But you also want to remove cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products from your diet because it stirs up a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, then your body really can't process and absorb your nutrients as well as it should, and that lowers acetylcholine levels. There's some foods that you definitely want to include in your diet, and they're foods that contain proteins but also high-quality fats, and that would be eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those are all very good. Then there's a couple of supplements that are very helpful, galantamine, huperzine, which is also called club moss, and then vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. All of those are very good at raising your acetylcholine levels. You'd want to take those in the morning and the mid-afternoon. You don't want to take them close to bedtime. And I would stay up a little bit longer. When you go to sleep, I would stay up at least till about, since you're having this time of drifting in and out, until about probably 10 o'clock in the evening, and then start winding down and attempt to go to bed to get a good night's rest. But those are a couple things. And make sure your calcium levels are where they need to be. Please get a blood test done about every 6 months. Have them check your vitamin D levels.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I can begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And Wolf Linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Let's go to Edna. Hi, Edna. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well. What's up, Edna?
Well, I don't know how to ask this, but I was told that a nasal infection can cause like an infection in your eyelids and can impair your vision. And I need to know how true this is.
Oh, that is true. Is that happening with you right now?
Yeah, I have a nasal infection, and my vision is it's going in and out. You know, 1 second I can see the small letters, I can read them, but when I look out, I can see things that they're lining the bigger letters, you know, in front of me, and it's the same with the pictures as well and everything else. But when I look out through my glasses, I can see everything's clear, but it's just the letterings and the pictures, you know, and the lining, you know, of everything that I'm looking at. And I didn't
have you been to a doctor, Edna? Have you been to a doctor to talk to him about this?
You know, I have been wanting to talk to my doctor about this, but it just seems like I can never, you know, hardly get anything through with him. I'm going to keep up on it, but I know that. You know, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering.
Well, Edna, I think what you need to do, really, is a couple things. With a nasal infection that's impairing your vision, I think one of the things you need to do is go see your doctor and sit down with them, let them run some tests and see what's going on. And if you haven't taken anything because they got to figure out if it's viral or bacterial, and probably is more bacterial than anything, and it would be good. You can use ionic silver, and you can use astragalus, and they're very good antivirals and antibacterials. But this may be something, if it's starting to impair your vision, that you might need to get on a pretty strong antibiotic fairly quickly, because if the infection is going after your vision, that's not something you want to do and just kind of wait it out for 14 days. That's something you need to tackle right now. I mean, I would go see your doctor first thing in the morning. I'd be sitting at their front door waiting to get in, because you need to get some testing done. You need some blood work done. There's some things that need to take place. Please don't wait another day for that. It's one of the smartest things you can do. This is not one of those things that we just need to sit and chat about and hear some things that you can take to get better. This is something that you need to take some action, because if that infection is spreading and getting active, which it sounds like it is, then there's some immediate steps that need to be taken. So please go see your doctor on that, okay? Thanks, Edna. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Quote for the day from Max Dupree. Says, we cannot become what we want to be by remaining the way we are. Very true. You plan on doing something new in your life, you can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect to either do something different or be something different. You have to make those radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. And that's the great thing about our lives, and the great thing about our health, is we can make brand new lifestyle choices every single day and do something new with our life. So the air that we breathe, water that we drink, exercise that we get, foods that we eat, rest that we get, all of those lifestyle factors, lifestyle choices, no matter what we've done for the last 10 years to put our body in the health state that it is right now, we can make a radical transition today, make a decision that we want to get well, that we want to live better, do better, and be better. And then our body, a year from now, we're going to have a brand new health and brand new body. That's the amazing thing. So regardless of how much genetics play a role, which is about 10 or about 15% of the overall equation, we have a lot of control on what we do with our life. So we don't have to stay in the same place that we are. There's really a lot that we can do to encourage our life and our health and make major changes, but we have to be willing to do that. We can't be in a mindset where we just want to stay where we are. Tonight, if you want to talk about not just your health, but maybe someone else that you know that's struggling with something they're going through, maybe they've been given a poor diagnosis. Maybe it's been diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or hormone issues, or maybe they've been told they have cancer and it's not looking good. Maybe it's stage 3 and they've been given a short timeline. Well, let's talk about that. Let's come up with some ways to encourage them. There's nothing better than being someone's health advocate or their cheerleader when you're going through these kind of things. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Living well. What's up, Bill?
I'm struggling with some weight loss. I'll just give you a quick history. I'm 57 years old, and I weigh about 265 pounds. I'm 6'4", and I'm a big bone fella, former athlete.
Okay.
And I'm not obese. I really need to get about 20 pounds off around my middle.
All right. Around the midsection, you want to drop about 20 pounds off. I will get started with the anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Get your blood work done and make sure your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels. Estrogen needs to be on the lower side. Testosterone needs to be on the higher side. You want to take phosphatidylcholine before bed and phosphatidylserine during the day. That helps block cortisol levels, which helps reduce that belly fat. Exercise 4 to 5 days a week and just follow that workouts that are based in my book, and that'll carry you. 20 pounds should come off in about 30 to 40 days. Puts another hour in the chart. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.